Welcome back to another edition of the Cosmic Slob Podcast.
Indeed, it is a splendid thing to have the opportunity to share songs with you. Find stuff that we like. Hope you like it. Mostly, we're really sort of trying to crack each other up from time to time.
We are here to share the like.
It's true. I've been...
And who are we? Oh, I am Joel.
I am Chuck. And
welcome. Thank you for coming.
Yes, you consider this entertainment and you listen to it on your computer or whatever at your convenience. We think that's a splendid compliment and we appreciate that. I'm feeling German. We've been listening to stuff, trying to decide.
or are you feeling Austrian, Chuck?
I'm feeling Deutschisch.
Okay.
And I'm enjoying all my old late German knowledge because I feel like I know what these songs are about, even though I have no idea. We don't know nearly enough about this song. But we were trying to figure out what to play today, and we actually wound up with three different songs in the German language, and we chose one of them to start off the show, and that would be A Swingin' Affair.
From about the turn of the 60s into the 70s by a husband and wife actor-actress duo.
True. Vivi Bach and Dietmar Schönherr.
All sorts of information about those guys. Dietmar Schönherr, apparently the first talk show host
in Germany. Exactly. They didn't have talk shows before 1973.
Which is not true. There were talk shows during the Nazi regime back in the late 30s, but maybe it took them a while to get around to it.
There's a lot of popular talking going on that really moved the people at that era. But I don't know. They were in all sorts of strange romantic comedies and something about the ski instructors in Austria.
Lots of skiing and hanging out at resorts and stuff.
For as much as we could marshal our geek forces, we don't know enough about why this song is what it is. It just rules.
It really does.
It's called Molotov Cocktail Party, and it involves explosions.
It's a jaunty little tune.
It is.
That's a cocktail party I would like to go to.
So without further ado, let us kick off the Cosmic Slot Podcast here. This is Vivi Bach, Dietmar Schönherr with
Molotov Cocktail Party
on Cosmic Slop,
the podcast.
Komm zum Molotov Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, und bring ne Tüte Dynamit mit.
Denn zum Molotov Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, bringt man statt Blumen Dynamit mit.
Anarchisten und Faschisten, Monopolkapitalisten
sind gebeten, unsere Feten nur mit Sprengstoff zu betreten.
Komm zur Molotov Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party und bring ne Tüte Dynamit mit.
Denn zur Molotov Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party man statt Blumendynamit mit
am heißen Buffet ist eine Puppe schnell ne blaue Bohnensuppe und die Gäste stehen so dumm dumm rum. Die kalte Mamsell, die kommt herbei, verspeist ein Granatenei und bringt den Tellerminenwäscher um.
Komm zur Molotov Cocktailparty, Cocktailparty, Cocktailparty und bring ne Tüte Dynamit mit.
Denn zu Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, bringt man's dann Blumendynamit mit.
Delinquenten und Agenten, Plastikbombenproduzenten,
wird geraten, die Granaten nicht in Barbecue zu braten.
Molotov Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party und bring ne Tüte Dynamit mit.
Denn zu Molotov Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party, Cocktail Party bringt man sein Blumendynamit mit.
Komm zu Molotov Cocktail Party.
Komm zu Molotov Cocktail Party.
Komm zu Molotov Cocktail Party.
When a cold chill began to thrill at your very soul, all sweet. You brought out the best in me, made me leave the rest of me behind.
Hey, he was ripping it. That I'd love to know. I know you've got the liner notes buried in your house someplace. I'd love to know who that band was. Holy cow. That's Alan Toussaint.
In a smoking hot live show from Philadelphia from 1975 with the song Touch of Love, otherwise known as Sweet Touch of Love.
It's great. And that song is also on his solo records from that same era?
Yes. Yeah.
It's both.
Yeah, there is a studio version of that, which is far more tepid than that live version. And you might, those of you listening when this podcast was created would perhaps recognize that song from an Axe body spray commercial. There is a chocolate man walking down the street, breaking off pieces of his body and crumbling them over people's ice cream. And he is, sitting in movie theaters being licked by women.
Man.
Yeah. Makes me want to buy a bottle of Axe chocolate body spray.
I don't know how I smell to you right now, but if I were to perhaps
just be happy you can't capture smells in ones and zeros.
No, but if there was if there was a particular personal hygiene product that would bring about that effect, I for one would buy it.
To smell like Alan Toussaint?
I would, well, or a little chocolate guy that gets licked a lot. Alan Toussaint.
Wow, there's a lot of directions you can go from
sure
there.
Sure was. Alan Toussaint, legendary songwriter, producer, performer, New Orleans, predominantly known for producing early Meters records and Dr. John stuff and LaBelle.
As a songwriter extraordinaire.
He wrote Southern Nights, the song that became a big hit for Glenn Campbell eventually.
Wrote Yes We Can, recorded by Lee Dorsey and the Pointer Sisters.
Now very much used in the political era of 2008. But he put out a couple of records in the 70s for Warner Brothers. Those have been reissued and are now out of print once again.
Yes.
But they came out on a Rhino Records handmade limited edition run. And that collection of his records included some live performances, and that's what we just heard.
Yeah, it's about 10 songs in total. That's the second song from that set. So you can imagine that there's, they're leaving it all on the stage. There's a lot of energy being expended by those guys.
That was smoking hot, and I loved it.
Very cool. And before that, it was Molotov Cocktail Party.
Yes, by Vivi Bach and Dietmar Schönherr, Austrian movie stars, husband and wife, and man, I gotta figure out.
Yeah,
that's a silly song, but it's a great song.
Making some kind of political statement. We don't know what.
And I know German, just enough to make me dangerous and ignorant of the actual content of that song. From that, we turned from Germany to the Netherlands, sort of.
from a duo to a trio.
Right.
The Big Three.
The Big Three, featuring Mama Cass Elliott on vocals later of the Mamas and Papas, and John Hendricks of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, a great jazz vocal trio. They were both members of the Big Trio. I'm forgetting the third guy's name right now. But anyway.
Yeah. Rose. Somebody
you're right.
Rose. It's the Big Three jazz folk, you know, hootenanny players from the song is recorded in 1963.
And they came up with their own arrangement of basically
the banjo song.
The banjo song, Going to Alabama with a Banjo on My Knee. And this song, about 6-7 years later, was blatantly and with forethought ripped off and turned into Venus by the Shocking Blue, the monstrous hit by the Shocking Blue that was so monstrous it became an 80s hit for the Bananarama. But this is really who everybody owes a debt of thanks and a piece of change to.
Because it is just astounding how similar the two songs are, and the arrangement is the same. The female backing vocals during the instrumental breakdown, they're exactly the same.
This is the stuff great music geek dreams are made of, is to go and say, oh, I can connect these dots. This is fun. So we're hoping we'd share that with you right now.
So let's connect them, shall we?
The Big Three in the Banjo song, right here on Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
Than I've ever been lifted before.
That is requested music here on Cosmic Slop Podcast.
Yes.
Rita Coolidge.
You want smooth? You got smooth.
Really smooth, but peppy.
Mm-hmm. Upbeat. Well, jaunty.
Productive in your workplace.
Compared to the Jackie Wilson original.
Oh, which swings.
Which really
much
does
harder.
Swing. You know, like bell bottoms on stage swinging. That's how much that swings. This one kind of lopes.
Lopes. It's mildly peppy, and it's meant to make you feel good.
Who is it? It's Rita Coolidge.
Yes, and it was specifically requested. Somebody posted through that at us up on Facebook, and we are happy to go dig it out. She was married to Rita
Chris Christopherson,
and before that, she was hanging with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and yes. She was dating Nash and Stills, and then David Crosby wrote a song about how she hung with Nash and Stills, and
man,
apparently she left Young alone, but then she also hung out with Leon Russell earlier.
Well, dude, everybody broke up with Graham Nash.
he kept getting left.
He had plenty of fuel for his morose little songs. Oh, and then he got broke, both of his legs broken on that boat. And,
it's
oh,
true.
Man,
that was a little freaky.
Graham Nash has had a difficult life.
But
he did have a relationship with Rita Coolidge for a while, so it couldn't have been that bad. And with Joni Mitchell, too.
I was going to say, Joni
I don't
Mitchell.
Know, the good and the bad. I don't know. I take the bad with that good.
Rita Coolidge had a nice run of hits in the 70s and into the early 80s, and around about the mid-80s, she stopped. And she's very active. She's part Native American, and that's been a big part of what she does in the more recent era, and in some of her music releases, but she's one of those folks that just said, you know, I was that for a while,
yep,
and now I'm this, and you know,
and
I'm
now
happy.
I'm gonna make Christmas records as the Christmas raccoons. I'm gonna contribute to some kind of strange off-brand Christmas stuff.
She's working on it.
Yeah.
And before the Rita Coolidge,
the big three.
Oh yes, the banjo song. Isn't that just amazing? I hope you enjoyed that as much as we do. I
just can't get enough of that.
And I will give full props where it is due. I discovered that song through a great MP3. Blog called I'm Learning to Share, and the guy puts up a lot of really interesting stuff, and a man after my own heart. He puts up a lot of discographical history. He does the research and then shares it and then updates, and people put more stuff on the blog about, you know, really this song is X, Y, and Z, and he goes, well, I'll update it and I'll put that stuff.
Everybody shares. It's the hive mind.
I love it to pieces. It's how you find out good stuff.
We're learning to share.
All the time.
Yes.
We then continue on now with some rock. We've been a little peppy and we've been a little groovy and we've been a little German or yep. Austrian, I guess.
Now we're gonna venture into album-oriented rock territory.
Big, fat rock territory. This falls into the category of songs that were popular here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul radio market.
And unknown anywhere else.
Did not chart this, but for folks of an age and of an era and listen to rock radio, they're going to know this one.
Guitar slinger Ray Gomez.
Yes. Who's, you know, really a this hit, and it really wasn't much of a hit even.
But it is iconic for us and our childhood. I know every word of this song. I could sing along with it, and could sing along with it even before I rediscovered it later on.
Right.
It came on the radio once in a blue moon. It's like, hey, it's this song, and then it was gone.
It's good rock DNA, and it's also got a pretty heavy four on the floor, the people's beat, that can make you feel really, really good about it. So, Ray Gomez up here. This is Make Your Move.
From 1980.
On Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
Make your move. this when I'm stone cold sober. I've got you covered over the globe. Don't make a move, 'cause all moves can be seen. Of my mind, if you're not here, I seek and I find. It's such a drag, I wish I could shake you off. Scanning my scope for signs of your movement, hoping for some dramatic improvement in our relations. Feels like you've had enough. I'm overloading circuits, I'm getting hot. Been interference for quite a while, getting some trouble beaming my smile. Try to get through, increasingly find I'm not.
Andy Arthurs?
Andy Arthurs.
I don't know anything about Andy Arthurs. Well, I know we've played him long ago, but I don't remember. Bring me up to speed.
It's a long and complicated story which involves an art house film that I saw back when I was in college and rediscovered later on, a film by Kenneth Anger, Rabbit's Moon. There's a version of the film came out in the mid-70s that had an interesting little glam pop song as its backing track. The film has gone through various different versions, but this song was an obscure 45 by a group called A Raincoat, and it took years of searching on the internets and trying to find out information about this
to actually figure out.
I won. My brother-in-law, God bless him, got me a copy of the 45 for as a gift, and the group A Raincoat was led by a guy named Andy Arthurs. And Andy Arthurs is responsible for I Can Detect You for 100,000 Miles, 1978 solo single.
That's the song we just heard.
That's what we just heard. And he's a power pop guy, a music teacher. I believe he lives in Australia or lived in Australia for a while, but I think he's American. I don't know. It is a convoluted story, but that is an undeniably awesome song.
Yes, it is. The opening beats are really cool all by themselves, and then it becomes even cooler after that. So again, but that song is that the one that appeared in the movie or
no,
something
the,
else?
The song that appeared in the movie is called It Came in the Night,
and
which is a song that is not included on A Raincoat's only album, Big Along a Max, which I purchased from Australia, perhaps from Andy Arthurs himself, I don't know. But and the 45 actually says not featured on the album Dig Along a Max by A Raincoat.
That's funny. The song we just heard is just a subsequent release.
It's a subsequent 45 release by Andy Arthurs.
That's
to make a long story out of a very short story.
That's good record collector fodder. powder, my friend. That's a good story.
And coming out of Gomez, Make Your Move from 1980.
That's a fun story. We actually sat here for a bit watching some YouTube clips of Ray Gomez. We were hoping maybe there'd be a video. And instead, we found Ray Gomez hanging out at the Montreux Jazz Festival with Stanley Clark doing these crazy,
interminable,
wretched,
irritating
solos and
fusion things. Ugh.
A keyboard player wearing a jumpsuit. The drummer's wearing like a trucker cap.
He looks like Oscar Gamble of the Cincinnati Reds. The big, the best fro in baseball in the late 70s.
Ray goes in. He's got a great big long head of hair and some big funny glasses.
I don't know.
Hey.
Not my cup of tea.
I hope things are well for Ray.
I hope he is well compensated. I hope he gets at least a few bucks a year from that being played on AOR radio stations to this day.
I hope so. And we hope you are well. And thanks for checking out the podcast again. We will be back with more when we come back around with more.
That's how it works.
We encourage you to go check out more of other podcasts and other things having to do with Cosmic Slop on our website, cosmicslop.com.
We actually have cosmicslop.com now.
It came up. It was available. So we pounced on it, and we own that baby now.
That makes it easy. You can forget my name. Just go to cosmicslop.com, and all shall be revealed.
It's true. And if you're on Facebook, we keep talking about it. There's a great group there, 100-plus people on there at this point. Sign up, join the group, and then you'll get an email whenever we have a new one of these to offer up online. And so we bid you adieu. We'll catch you next time. Yeah, hit us up with a request. Is there something you want to hear that we're not playing? We can come up with that.
We highly encourage that.
It's groovy.
So until the next time we meet.
I am Chuck.
I am Joel.
And this is Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.